What Our Body Needs. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. What Our Body Needs. We all have heard stories of the history of the world. We've heard stories of man being a gathering clan. And we've heard stories of the foods that are eaten around the world by various peoples, and what sort of foods maintain them, what sort of foods sustain them and give them life and the ability to carry on their work. And basically, if we were to look at all the world and add up truly the substance that goes to make up the food for people all over the world, it consists of two things. One, it consists of bread. And the other, it consists of water. Water as tea or coffee or whatever thing we might creatively put in there, but basically bread and water. Now, Jesus was going around Galilee and Bethlehem and all the other places that he enjoyed traveling. He and his disciples were 13 people. That's quite a few people to feed. And they were used to having fish, they were used to having bread, they were used to having water, they were used to having tea. But when they were with Jesus, they were not always near the sea. They were not always near a place where fish might be. They were not always near a place where they could get the things that they wanted to have, and so they had to settle for what was available. And the majority of the time, what the disciples ate was bread and water. Now, bread was something that they could carry with them. Bread was something that they could buy or pick up or bake even themselves, but mainly they would go and buy it someplace. Now, where did they get the money to buy the bread? Well, that's a good question. We hear that when the tax collector came along and he needed to pick up the tax, Jesus stuck his hand in the sand and came out with some coins that were Roman coins and gave them to the tax collector. And the tax collector was satisfied. Now, is this the miracle that we're supposed to perform too? Putting our hands into the sand and bringing up coins that are going to pay for the things that we feel are important in our life? Is this going to buy our bread and our water for us? How are we going to get it? Well, as we know, the mendicant monks from the Hindu background and Brahmin background, they went around begging for food. And the people who realized these were holy men gave them a portion of their food, gave them a portion of their bread, gave them a portion of the substances that they had. But primarily it was bread. And so the mendicant monks had this bread to eat. Well, I can imagine Jesus and his disciples would go around and speak to the people and share with them the philosophy that they believed, and the people would give them bread. They certainly didn't have money to give to them or anything else like that, but they gave them bread. They gave them something that they had of their own behest. And this was the staple of the diet of Jesus and his disciples. They lived quite comfortably on this because they had been raised on this by their parents. And their parents' parents had been raised on this, their neighbors and their friends, and all of their world, basically bread and water. Now we say, in our present-day vernacular, bread and water, that's what they give prisoners. Isn't that interesting? They give them the staple, bread and water. And the prisoners survive very comfortably. The prisoners don't have any excess diseases, or any diseases, in fact, because they're given the simplest of substances to eat. Substances that coalesce and cooperate with their own body chemistry to perform the body miracles that are necessary for life. Jesus lived on the basics. You can be sure of that. Oh, they talked about the wine, and Jesus' family certainly had a bit of a variety of food, but the basis were bread and water, the basis of every family. And this is what gave them the strength to do the things they wanted to do. This is what gave them the power to go out and create and carry on. If a man is dying and you give him bread and water, he lives very comfortably. He recovers from his dying of lack of food, and he recovers beautifully. We are so used to having a great variety of foods, and we are so used to telling ourselves that we need these vitamins and these minerals and all of these things to exist, that we think that we can't get along without them. We don't realize that years ago, these things weren't even known. The ability to go for vitamins in your drugstore back in Jesus' day didn't exist. Oh, they had areas where they had special herbs and special things, but these were in the minority, not the majority. These were things that were unusual, not things that were usual. The things that were usual for people was the standard fare of bread and water. Today, if we were able to confine ourselves to just bread and water, we would find ourselves in eating excellent bread. Now, what we have done, we have taken our bread and we have emaciated our bread to such a degree that we've taken out all of the early substance that this grains and the wheats which were in the early bread were. And we have burned them away, we've washed them away, we've bleached them away, we've cleaned them away. Now, how could we find bread that would take us back to our original substance, the early substance that Jesus and his disciples ate, which gave them such power and such strength to carry on the work that they did, that gives people all over the world the ability to carry on and live their lives in notable, significant ways. Rice is a staple in many areas. Rice is a grain. And they use rice as bread. They use rice as the main substance. And in many other areas, potatoes are the main substance. And potatoes are what bread is made from. Potatoes are the ultimate of everything. And in many other areas, it's sauerkraut, and it's beets, and it's cabbage, and carrots. And whatever are the substances in various areas, that becomes the substance out of which they make their bread, out of which they make their essence that they eat as a primary substance to maintain life. We can learn a lot from studying with the words of Jesus and the actions of Jesus and the life of Jesus and how he lived and the simplicity in which he lived. We can learn a lot and we can experience a lot and we can be a lot. And all these things are told to us very simply in the Bible stories, very simply in the parables and the stories that Jesus told. And it's not what goes into the mouth that matters, but what comes out. And so when we begin saying beautiful things about ourselves and our world, when we begin saying beautiful ideas that manifest from our heart to what we see in the world about us, we will have manna from heaven that is indescribable and that is eternal and that is always there. Today we can begin to look at ourselves a little differently. And we may perhaps have not been able to manifest the manna from heaven as distinctly in Jesus, as Jesus did and Moses did and others, but we will. We will. The moment we change our dependence on everything that's available to things that we feel are simple and beneficial. And that can be done today, if that is our choice. Consider this as something very viable for you. And as you do, you'll find that life is more magnificent than you could have ever imagined, because you are living in the simplicity of all that is. Have a good day, and know that with Jesus, a simple diet covers everything, and bread and water is not the fare of the limited, but the fare of those who would live on and live beautiful, bountiful lives, forgetting the past, living in the ever-present, in the simplicity of now. I love you. I love you. I love you.